checking in once again from State Track in Des Moines at Drake Stadium. I'm Nick Brinks. This update brought to you by Dreese Oil, McLaughlin Family Companies, Western Iowa Surgery, and Career Options. The most recent event that just wrapped up, it was the girls' 1A 800-meter final. It was Kaya Rasmussen of IKM Manning. She ran in Section 1 with a time of 2:29.40, good for 5th in the section. She was 8th to 10th coming off of Turn 4 on the final lap. Coming to the finish line, she passed 3 or 4 as she brings home 5th in the section. She finished 17th overall, but a nice effort from Kaya Rasmussen down the final stretch to pick up a few places. We have official results from the boys' 2A sprint medley. Kemper, they got bumped up to 6th. South Central Calhoun, they got bumped up to 15th. There was one disqualification in that second section, which bumped both of them up. So Kemper, they ran a time of 1:35.83, good for second in their section, 6th overall. And South Central Calhoun, their time was 1:36.95, 4th in their section, and 15th overall. Again, that team was Miles Ruhpiper, Truman Hawkap, Isaac Baumover, and Parker Bating for Kemper. And then the four for South Central Calhoun, you had Josh Henkenius, Jared Burks, Nick Englund, and Chase McAllister. Our first event of the morning was the boys' 1A sprint medley. It was Audubon bringing home 14th overall with a time of 1:37.44. That was Jackson Jensen, Tate Colleen, Joseph Zeiger, and Cade Jensen. We have one final event this morning. That will be around 11:10. The boys 800-meter, rather, in Class 2A. South Central Calhoun will have two runners, Spencer Moon and Chase McAllister. They will both run in Section 2. And then we'll get to the shuttle hurdles and hurdles and more this afternoon beginning at 12:15. I'll bring you that preview a little bit later on. This update on 93.7 KKRL, Kick 106.7 and 1380 KCIM has been brought to you by Quants Auto Salvage, Carroll Area Child Care Center and Preschool, Dreese Company, and Motor Inn. I'm Nick Brinks from Drake Stadium in Des Moines.